Kelly setting the bar stories are.
Well, typically examples of what not to do.
Yeah, so I'm throwing this in the setting the bar category because it's just so, I guess, unique. All right. Well,
she's getting a lot of
attention.
Attention.
Well, she's getting a lot of attention because of what it is. If you can manage to make it through the day without snorting all your food, then you're doing okay. Yes, that's what Catherine does. And yes,
I have questions.
To be fair, she's on My Strange Addiction. And so she was just featured there on the season premiere. And basically, her addiction is that she snorts all her food. She blends it in a blender, you know, like avocado toast. She'll take it, she'll blend it up, and then snort it. Here's Catherine talking about it.
I don't have an aversion to chewing, but I have an aversion to the weird textures that come with food.
Okay, so she's a very, she's huge on textures. She can't stand the textures.
Okay.
Yes.
I do not see snorting my food as a problem. I think it has a lot of benefits. No risk of choking.
Sure.
No risk of choking.
All right.
I mean, but you're snorting it through your nose, right?
Yes.
Couldn't you potentially choke there?
I feel like, you know, the nasal flushes where you are.
Yeah, like the neti pot.
Yes, the neti pot. I can't do that because I think I'm going to drown.
Well, wait, no, you
so
just turn your,
imagine.
You turn your head to the side.
I can't do it.
You don't turn your head back. You turn it to the side.
I can't do it.
Anyways, Catherine continues.
I don't overeat. I consume less calories.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, sure.
That's fair. Sure.
I have had bloody noses about once or twice, and that was more at the beginning. It has really no drawbacks, except nobody accepts my habit. Nobody accepts me for who I am.
Yeah,
imagine seeing that in a restaurant? Well, first of all, how can she go to a restaurant?
I was going to say, it might be hard to do that.
Can you blend the food for me and bring it to me in a glass?
I mean, look, this show, My Strange Addiction, it does feature people who are waving their freak flag. All right.
Yes, that's the whole point of it. It's called Strange.
Yes, exactly. And so you're probably not going to see her in a restaurant. You know, if she does get a smoothie from some sort of store, she's probably not going to sit there in the lobby or in the dining area and snort it through her nose.
Like, she can't eat anything. Nothing? Nothing.
Well,
we're snorting all sorts of beverages. We're eating nothing through our mouth.
It's not that she can't. It's that she's got an aversion to the textures.
Right. So that, like, she would basically probably gag.
Yes, it would force her to gag. It would gag. Now, we don't know. I didn't watch the episode. I just saw the clips. So I don't know if they explained what caused this or if there was something that caused this, how long it's been going on for her. But yeah, snorting your food is her food freak flag.
That's okay, yeah. That, but she says that she's going to try to stop because I think it's, well, she's running
into hurting
some
her
problems.
Social life.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I can understand it can be tough for her, especially if this is her thing and meeting any new people. That is definitely a thing where you're like, what?
Yeah, no, I couldn't. That would be an absolute deal breaker for me,
right,
too. I can't do it.
Right, right. So, listen,
because how would you ever, like, eat? You'd have to eat completely different meals. You'd have to, well, you could cook one meal and then just blend hers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to blend it. You got to blend it because that's what she does. She literally blends all her food. She says she likes Italian food. She'll put a little olive oil in there to help it blend up a little bit more.
But she can't taste anything.
What? You're still going to...
You're
gonna taste
going
a little
right
bit.
Past your taste buds, aren't you?
Yeah, maybe. I feel
for
like
the most
could,
part.
I feel like you could still taste it a little bit.
Oh, see,
I don't know.
I feel like there's got to be some sort of therapy, maybe even like hypnosis to help her get past that. Because you're missing out on some truly joyous instances in life. If food is amazing.
Like imagine not being able to
eat
a hamburger.
Or a steak.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know some people are vegetarian, but for me, I love like really good,
sure,
juicy steak, burger, cheeseburger, yeah, all that pizza.
All right. Well, hey, so anyways, that is...
I hope she figures it out. I don't want her to miss out on that her whole life.
Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without snorting all your food, then you're doing okay. That being said, do you have a freak flag? Do you wave it proudly when it comes to food? Do you have a food freak flag? I don't know, 502-795-1997. If you got a little story you can share, you can always voice note, text it to us at 502-795-1997. Hear yourself on the radio. We'll take some of those stories on the way on 99.7 EJX.